Melchizedek. There isn't much written in the Bible for such an important man. He was a type of Christ, being king and priest on his throne, and Christ was of his order of priesthood. We first hear of him in Genesis chapter 14, verses 18 through 20. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand." And he gave him tithes of all. He met Abram when Abram came back from delivering Lot from Kedar Lamor. We have one mention of him in Psalms 110 and 4. Speaking of Christ, we read, "The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." The Apostle Paul elaborates on this in Hebrews chapters 5 through 7. Paul's purpose with writing the Hebrews was to show the Jews how much better Christ was than the law. Hebrews chapters 5, verses 1 through 10. "For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins, who can have compassion on the ignorant, and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. And by reason hereof he ought, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself, to be made an high priest, but he said unto him, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications, with strong crying and tears, to him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek." We find more about Melchizedek in the Hebrews than any other place in the Bible. We see in Paul's reasoning how Christ was an antitype of Melchizedek. Hebrews chapter 5 and 1. "For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins." We have a group of Christadelphians that say Christ did not have to offer for himself. This is a direct contradiction from what the apostle says here. He says every high priest offers gifts and sacrifices for sins. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 2 and 3. "Who can have compassion on the ignorant, and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. By reason hereof he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins." This is why we have so great a high priest. He is of our nature, and knows our thoughts, and that we are but dust. Therefore he can have compassion on us. He knows our infirmities. So since he is of our nature, he offers for his own sins, and then for the people. This is what the high priest did on the Day of Atonement. He first offered the bullock for his own sins, then went out and came back in with the blood of the scapegoat for the sins of the people. Now we all know that Christ had no personal sins, so he offered for his sin nature before he could offer for the people's. He had to offer for himself first. The Mosaic high priest did this, but was different than Christ because he did have personal sins. Christ did not. Just as Melchizedek was a type of Christ, so was the Mosaic high priest. Paul is using this argument. Brother Thomas in Opus Israel, page 126, states, "The word sin is used in two principal acceptations in the Scriptures. It signifies in the first place the transgression of the law, and in the next, it represents the physical principle of the animal nature, which is the cause of all its diseases, death, and resolution into dust." We can see from this how Christ had to offer for his sin nature born of a woman. This is why his sacrifice was so great. He overcame that sin nature in himself. He was of our exact nature, not one of an angel. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 4 through 5. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. Not every man could be a high priest. Under the law you had to be of the tribe of Levi. We see the consequences when Uzziah offered being a king, not a priest, and he became a leper until the day of his death. And of Saul, who offered when Samuel did not come in the appointed time, he lost his kingdom and his life. Now Christ was not called being of the tribe of Levi. He was called of God, as Psalms 110 and 4 stated, being of the priestly order of Melchizedek. Also, Psalms 2 and 7, quoted by Paul here. Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Verse 6 in Hebrews quotes Psalms 110 and 4. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 6. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So instead of being of the order of Aaron, he was of a better order, that of Melchizedek. God called him not man. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 10. From the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications, with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Christ went through a probation like we do, with strong crying and tears to him that was able to save him from eternal death. Because he was tempted in all points like his brethren, and did not yield to sin, the grave could not hold him, and God raised him early in the morning on the third day. Because of this, we have a chance of eternal life in God's kingdom. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 17 through 20. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed by an oath. And by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation. We have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Because God swore to Abraham that of the fruit of his body he would have a seed, Christ, who would bless all nations, we have hope as an anchor of the soul through all our trials and tribulations. Even our forerunner, the first fruit of the wave offering, even Jesus, made a high priest by God forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now we come to Hebrews chapter 7, which is almost a whole chapter devoted to Jesus being of the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 4. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth the priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of his spoils. We see in these verses how great Melchizedek was. He was greater than Abraham, the father of the faithful. Abraham paid him tithes. He was king of righteousness, the same as Christ, who is king of peace. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 3. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth the priest continually. It was necessary that Melchizedek's genealogy was not recorded, because he typified a priest who was to be a priest for the age or 1,000 years. He goes on in the next verses to show how much better this was than the Mosaic priest who died. Christ will be a priest for the age. He will not be a priest forever, since at the end of the 1,000 years, after sin is done away, there will not be a need for a priest, but he will be a king forever. Brother Thomas states in Opus Sidero, page 312, Melchizedek was without predecessor or successor, without sacerdotal genealogy, without beginning of official days or end of life, but assimilated to the Son of God. Abideth the priest continually, of whom it is testified he liveth. The Aaronic priesthood was the reverse of all of this. They only served from age 30 to 50. But the priesthood of Shiloh is not like this. His pedigree is royal and not sacerdotal. He had no predecessor, nor will he ever vacate the office that another may take his place. He goes on to say that he was the greatest of all the kings in Canaan, and that he was Shem, king of righteousness, king of peace, and priest of the Most High God. He was a type contemporary with the holder of the promise Abraham, the seed, or Christ, on the throne of the kingdom of God. In Hebrews chapter 7, verses 5 through 28, And verily they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people, according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth of them, of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. There is barely a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. Inasmuch as not without an oath, he was made a priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, The Lord sware and will not repent, there art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament, and they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests who offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. see, he was greater than the sons of Levi, in that they paid tithes to him, being in the loins of their great-grandfather Abraham, when he paid tithes to him. Melchizedek blessed Abraham, showing he was greater than Abraham. The Apostle Paul shows that perfection was not under the Levitical priesthood, or God would not have provided a better priesthood under Melchizedek. Christ could not be a priest under the law, being of Judah instead of Levi. Therefore, there must be a change different from the old law. This was provided by the order of priesthood of Melchizedek, also providing no recorded death, a type of Christ being a priest forever, or more correctly, for the age of 1,000 years. Christ was made a priest by the oath of God. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Christ, having an unchangeable priesthood, can make intercession for us to God because he is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. It was necessary Christ was made of a higher order than the Levitical priesthood, since he was all a typified. Because of this, we have hope. We see that although we are not given much about Melchizedek in the Bible, we can see that he was one of the greatest men in all the Bible, being a type of his greater, Christ Jesus, King and priest on his throne in Jerusalem, King of Peace. May we be part of this King of Peace, being partakers in his glory, and being kings and priests of the Most High God, reigning with Christ on earth for 1,000 years. What a glorious calling we have. We come here this morning to commemorate our great high priest by partaking of these emblems, thinking of his death, burial, and resurrection, who for the joy set before him endured the cross.